A waitress at a restaurant was taking orders from a couple with their young son. The father and the mother gave their luncheon selections, and then the waitress turned to the boy, and he began his order with a very fearful look on his face. He said, "I want a hot dog." And both parents barked at once, "No hot dog!" And then the mother continued on. She said, "Bring him the Lyonnaise potatoes and the beef, both vegetables, a hard roll, and..." In the meantime, the waitress wasn't even listening to the mother. She was evenly looking at the young boy, and she said, "What do you want on your hot dog?" He flashed an amazing smile and he said, "Ketchup, lots of ketchup, and bring me a glass of milk." "Coming up," she said, and she turned and walked away from the table, leaving the parents in utter dismay. And the boy watched as the waitress walked away. Then he turned to his father and mother with this astonished smile on his face and he said, "You know what? She thinks I'm real. She thinks I'm real." Now keep that in mind as we hear about Bartimaeus in our gospel today. You know, the reason we know Bartimaeus is not because everyone loved him, but because he was always where the crowd was. He was a beggar. He relied on people's generosity to eat. Bartimaeus was blind in a day when blind people were not really considered people. They were considered a burden on humanity. And when it comes to people not feeling significant, Bartimaeus was one of them. You know, there's a lot of things that he lived through that we can all learn from. Am I significant? That's the question that we can ask ourselves. Bartimaeus totally understood that everyone around him viewed him as insignificant. But in reality, Bartimaeus was an insignificant man who dared to believe that he was significant to God. And that impacted how he lived his life. The gospel evangelists, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, all three of them tell this story of Bartimaeus, but only St. Mark in today's gospel actually gives us his name. And so to make sense of this, we have to refer to last week's gospel. Remember last week's gospel? Is that, you know, pull out your Bibles and we can look at last week's gospel, right? But actually, if we did that, we would see that last week it was James and John who were struggling with this question of significance. Remember last week, James and John came to Jesus with this blunt request, "Teacher, do for us whatever we ask. Do for us whatever we ask." Now, first of all, they call him teacher, which implies that, yeah, they believed he knew something about God. So Jesus answered them by saying, "What do you want me to do for you?" And they respond, "We want to be on your right and on your left when this is all taken care of, this earthly situation, when you defeat the Romans." In other words, we want to be in the place of the greatest significance. And Jesus' response is actually something like this. If you're looking for significance among people, that's not what I came to give. He says, "The Son of Man did not come to be served." He did not come to be significant. He came to be insignificant and to serve the people around him. Now, that's the story. Right immediately before this story about Bartimaeus that we just heard. So Bartimaeus is a very different person in a very different situation, yet he is someone who is wrestling with the same thing, insignificance. And the gospel says, as Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. St. Mark now is the only one, as I said, that brings up his name. So what is that all about? Bartimaeus, as the gospel says, literally means son of Timaeus. Bartimaeus. Bar means son of Timaeus. So his father's name is Timaeus. The name Timaeus means one who is valued highly. So the best that this blind Bartimaeus could do is to say that he was the son of someone important, someone significant. But what we are about to see is the son of Timaeus calls out to the son of David, not in the way that James and John, the sons of Zebedee, called out to him, but in a way of humility. You see, when Bartimaeus heard that Jesus of Nazareth was passing through, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have pity on me. Jesus, son of David, have pity on me." So in a sense, this is what he is saying. I'm the son of Timaeus. You are the son of David. And because of that, I'm asking you to have mercy on me. You see, he didn't call him teacher, but rather son of David. You see, Bartimaeus had this deeply founded belief that Jesus was not just a teacher, not just a rabbi, but rather he believed he was the Son of God who came to fulfill what God promised to Adam and Eve in Genesis chapter 3. He believed that this is the one who would settle the debt for the sin of the world, the very Messiah. You see, when the Jewish people heard Son of David, they knew it was the Son to represent the Messiah, the descendant of David that would save the world, the Savior. So the son of Timaeus was calling to the son of David, "Have mercy on me." Not, "Do for me whatever I ask you," as James and John did. And they called him teacher. They didn't call him son of David. But Bartimaeus just asked for mercy. And so Bartimaeus was so loud and so persistent that people around him were upset. But did Bartimaeus get concerned about that? No. Winning the favor of the crowd was not his concern. Rather, having the opportunity to get the attention of the one who could help, that was his concern. So think of it this way. Many people heard that Jesus was there, but only one person shouted out to him. Many people understood that this was Jesus of Nazareth, but only one called out to him as the son of David, which meant the Messiah. A lot of times when we feel insignificant, we try to get the attention of the people around us. It's so easy to live for people's attention. But what we learn from the blind Bartimaeus is the importance in living for God's attention, and only God's attention. When you find yourself feeling insignificant, what does it look like to shout to Jesus? Of all the crowds around you, whether it's your family or your coworkers or the kids at school or whoever, there's only one attention you need more. There's someone whose approval you need more than anyone else's. And what does it look like for you to shout out to him? Bartimaeus didn't care about anyone else, and he continued to shout out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And with that, the gospel says, Jesus stopped and said, "Call him. Call him." Jesus stopped for the one person who called for his attention. And so what did Bartimaeus do? He threw aside his cloak, the only possession of value to him, and he sprang up to Jesus. And Jesus asks him the very same question that he had asked James and John about 13 lines earlier. What do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? Yet James and John failed terribly, right? Because their request was something Jesus could not give because they wanted significance amongst people. Bartimaeus could have asked for any number of things. He didn't ask for something to be significant in the eyes of the people. But he said, "Rabbi, Son of David, I just want to see." Because for Bartimaeus, it wasn't about himself, but it was about what Jesus could do. Bartimaeus received his sight, and he followed Jesus along the road. He asked for one thing that would allow him to follow Jesus, because only with the gift of sight could he follow Jesus. It took a blind man to see what Jesus' closest disciples could not see. Bartimaeus knew that he was insignificant among the people, but he dared to believe that he was significant to God. So he shouted out, then he was healed, and then he proved that you don't need sight in order to be seen. Bartimaeus only needed sight in order to follow the one who saw him. He believed in his heart that Jesus was the Son of David, the Messiah, the Savior of the world. He didn't need sight in order to believe he was significant. He believed he was significant before God because he was. And so are you. And I hope that you can look in the mirror every single day and say, "I am insignificant to a lot of people, but I dare to believe that I am significant to God." And you know, like that little boy who believed he was significant when the waitress took his order for a hot dog. Try to imagine what God has in store for you if you believe that you are significant to him.